Dark Road. In the town of Swizzlequick, there is a road called Dark Road. If you go there, you will see why it is called Dark Road. There are no trees. All the houses are dingy little dwellings with dark, grey slate roofs and old dirty brick walls. Most of the houses have dark green or black paintwork, and even the lampposts are old and rusty. To make things even worse, halfway down the street is a railway bridge that has not been painted for years and is covered in black soot. In fact, when folk walk down Dark Road, they hunch their shoulders, pull their collars up over their heads, and close one eye because the place is so depressing. Richard moved into number 24 Dark Road. Within a week, he was as depressed as the rest of the people who lived in the road. Every time he looked out of his window, his heart sank to his knees, his mouth opened so wide, his chin hit the windowsill, and he felt as though he had 50 cats sitting on his shoulders, which was terrible, as he did not like cats. "I must do something," he cried. "Otherwise I shall melt into a puddle of woe." But what could Richard do? Dark Road was so dark and yucky, it seemed nothing could make the place even a tiniest bit happier. It was not until he was eating a fairy cake with a pink cherry on the top that he had bought to cheer himself up that his idea popped open. And the next day, Richard went to the do-it-yourself shop and came back with lots of goodies and set to work. "Oh no," cried Richard's neighbour from the house on his right. "Oh no," cried Richard's neighbour from the house on his left. "Oh no," cried Richard's neighbour from the house opposite. They were all staring at Richard's house with eyes popping and sucking their thumbs in amazement. Richard looked up at his house as he climbed down the ladder, and for the first time for over a week, he smiled. "You can't do that," cried Richard's neighbour on his right. "No, you can't do that," cried Richard's neighbour on his left. "No, no, no, you can't do that," cried Richard's neighbour from opposite. "But I've done it," laughed Richard. Can you guess what Richard had done? Of course you can't, so I will tell you. Richard had painted his house bright pink. The neighbours were so upset, they reported Richard to the local council. The man from the council was not at all happy. "Wipe it off," he commanded. "Shan't," snapped Richard. "It's against the law," shouted the man from the council. "Oh, no, it isn't." William shut the door in the councilman's face. The man from the council spent all night looking through the book of rules, but nowhere could he find one to stop Richard from painting his house bright pink. "Ha ha," laughed the man who lived at number 50 Dark Road when he saw Richard's pink house. Even the old lady from number 32 smiled as she went past, and she only ever smiled at Christmas and on birthdays. Very soon, people from other roads came to look at the bright pink house. Do you know, there was no one who did not smile the moment they saw the pretty painted roof and the brickwork. "I think I might paint my house as well," cried Richard's neighbour on his right. "A nice bright red." "I think I might paint my house as well," cried Richard's neighbour on his left. "A nice bright green." "I think I might paint my house as well," cried Richard's neighbour from opposite. "A nice bright blue." Within a few days, people who came to look at Richard's pink house got a pleasant surprise. Not only was Richard's house nice and bright, but his neighbours and the house opposite were a bright blue, a bright red, and a bright green as well. Of course, everyone else in the road realised how dark and dingy their houses were now, and within a week, every house in the road had been painted in bright colours. Now the road looked so much happier. In fact, it looked so great, the TV people decided to show it on TV. When the council heard one of their roads was going on TV, they sent men around to give it a good clean and to paint the rusty lampposts. Of course, the railway people who owned the railway bridge could not be seen to have a sooty bridge, so the next day, 10 men cleaned and painted the bridge. Now the road shone from end to end and was the smartest road in the country. So smart, people were beginning to laugh at the local council. Dark Road was now so bright, some people had to wear sunglasses when they came out of their front doors. So there was only one thing to be done. The next day, the council changed the name Dark Road to something far more suitable. Dark Road became Rainbow Road, which everyone agreed was a far better name for the brightest road in the country. And all thanks to Richard and his pot of pink paint.